Cliff.
Great. Now, is there much irrigation then in these parts?
There is some. It's not real extensive.
Maybe you could explain the type of, I guess, ditches they have, or is that, they call it a canal or a canal?
Well, they'd call them either. The canal, of course, would feed the ditches that would they'd irrigate from. And that might be all you need right there.
I see. Now, what would you, are there areas that they fill with water, small depressions they fill with water for watering stock?
What do they call them?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, they'd call them one of two things. They'd either call them a dam or a pit. If they put a dike across the ditch, so that would be a dam, and sometimes they'll just go into a drainage and just dig a hole out, and this would be a pit, and let this hole fill with water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's interesting. Is there something, I'm looking for a term, a very small lake, what would that be called? They ever use the term pond here?
I think so, yes, I think so. That too. You could use the word pond for that, you bet.
Okay, and you know on the interstates, there's a depression between the roads. What would that be called?
Do they call that the median?
Uh-huh, and off of the side, have you ever heard of a bar?
We would call it the bar ditch. Just don't ask me why.
They borrowed the dirt out of it. Put on the road.
Yeah, it isn't borrowed ditch. They call it the bar ditch, don't they?
Yeah, borrowed ditch.
Maybe it's just shortening bar ditch.
Yeah, I think so.
That's interesting. I didn't know that before. Are there types of poor soil around here?
You bet. Yes.
You can describe them. Are they have specific names?
Hard pan would be the best one I could think of, and to me, a hard pan area is just an area where nothing grows,
mm-hmm.
And we have some.
Shale. That's
yeah.
Just never say that.
And what would that be? This last one mentioned.
Well, I don't guess I know what they mentioned.
Shale.
It's like.
Well, the shale is just barren soil. Actually, is what it is. They're just.
Packed down so flat, goes into little flakes.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Do they have something called gumbo? Or?
Well, that term is used by different people for different meanings.
Would you ever use that?
Oh, you bet. You bet. This particular area down through here, the geological name of it, the name of the geological formation is Pier Shale.
Uh-huh.
Pier, P-I-E-R-E or something
like that.
Like
the capital of South
Dakota. Yeah, like, you bet. And when you get out away from this bentonite formation, the next formation south or above that is what they call the Fox Hills, and it's a little bit sandy, and you get to where those two formations come together. You see, the formations lay like this, see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They don't lay, well, of course, some places they lay flat, no doubt, but in this particular area, the formation slopes down. And when you get away from this real hard shale here, this is what they call a Maori shale right in here, why it tapers off and it gets into what I call the gumbo.
Okay.
When that gets wet, you can walk in that and it'll just build up on your feet to where you wouldn't believe it.
So it's a very sticky clay sort of
thing. This is right. This is just exactly right. And of course this pure shale or this Maori shale, this is the formation your bentonite lays in.
Now, Maori would be spelled M-O-W-R-Y.
I could find it for you in there somewhere, but I just don't know exactly how you'd spell it.
Okay, well, we can find that later.
M-O-W-R-Y.
Wow, bingo. What about